to hypothetically speaking, the show where we discuss a would you rather questions. We take a look at hypothetical scenarios and we analyze them in extreme detail. With me, as always, my partner in crime, Bennett Deedy. Bennett, how we doing?
Be here. What's happening, Case Man?
What's happening is you started cutting off at the beginning there, and I'm very not thrilled about it. But let's hope that that's not the case when we introduce the third man here, Patrick Aloisio.
What's up, boys?
What's going on? Bennett, can you – or Bennett, speak.
Is he talking?
Bennett, are you talking?
No, but this app is fucking us right now.
We hear you now.
I hear you perfectly now. Keegan, welcome to the show, my friend.
Casey, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Of course, Keegan. Welcome back. What was the last episode you were on?
I believe it was have a personal masseuse for the rest of your life or like a professional cook. And Bennett chose the masseuse. I'll never forget that.
What a life it would be.
You're damn right. All right, gentlemen. Are we ready for today's question?
Is this the ready. First time we've got Keegan versus Pat right now? Because there's a lot of build-up here.
A lot of tension.
There was Keegan, quite a bit of tension. The backstory here was like 20 episodes ago. There was a serious call-out by Keegan. And then an immediate backlash by Pat. And 20 episodes later, we have the feud. This is like the mountain versus the viper.
He was afraid.
I'm the viper.
Yeah. We move quickly here at Hypo Speak. A year and a half later.
Keegan. Pat. Keegan, when did you move to New York City?
I didn't.
Were you just visiting then?
I'm going to say yes. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Well, I saw that video of you freaking out at a bagel shop.
Oh, that was Jesus. A good one, Pat.
That is okay.
Your hair doesn't look as good.
Video yet.
Put on a few pounds as well.
Those pounds might actually be real, though.
All right. Are we ready for today's question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. You know, we're already a good amount of episodes in here. We're really reaching down into the treasure chest for Would You Rathers. But we managed to come out with another classic, and this question is a typical would you rather scenario. So here it goes, gentlemen. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Would you rather be able to dodge anything at any time, no matter how quickly it's moving, or would you rather be able to ask any three questions and have them answered accurately? Is everyone clear on the question?
Yes.
Yes.
Classic no-brainer.
It is. It's a classic and no-brainer on this one. So I'm going to go with the only logical choice of having three questions answered.
Me too.
Team logic.
I'm going to go ahead and dodge anything, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. I'm with Bennett on this one. I think it's a no-brainer.
As long as we have Keegan versus PA, we're good to go here.
Yeah, I'm happy it worked out this way.
Me too.
So you guys starting your own, like, Average Joe's dodgeball team? I don't really know where else this is going to come in handy.
Yeah, other than dodging common sense by answering this question.
First of all,
I don't. Yep.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Case.
No, please go for it.
I was going to say, first of all, if Keegan and I decided to start a dodgeball team, we would now have an unbelievable life as we would never lose again.
Well, that's
you true. Would be on your knees begging to be a part of that team, and it would never happen. But what Bennett. You would have is the luxury of these three genius questions. Which I can't wait to hear.
Name the best dodgeball team in the world right now.
Well, I just assume that, like the movie, we were talking about some made-up league, which we're going to start, and it will thrive. And again, you won't be a part of it.
And you'll be playing against Troop 417 or whatever.
Well, we'll defeat them and move on, correct?
Yeah, congrats.
I mean, that. I'm with Pat in just the sense that there's nothing you like. Odds are you're not gonna die by, you know, a trolley, right? So there's not much you're gonna actually need to dodge. The only thing, Bennett, you need to dodge on a day-to-day basis is diabetes. So other than that, you're pretty much okay. And diabetes isn't a physical object moving towards you. So really, it's just avoid the Ben and Jerry's and sort of get some discipline in your life.
From I'm happy that I have you, a fellow colleague of mine, also dodging diabetes and helping pave the way. Also a friend of mine that has diabetes and can help me out with it. Here's what you aren't factoring in, and this is just – Keegan, really curious to get your thoughts here. So one, I'm very interested to know what your three questions would be, who you'd ask, and what type of impact this will inevitably have on your life. But I don't think that you're factoring in the extent to which this will affect Keegan and I being able to literally dodge anything, no matter how fast it's moving. Because what we're talking about here basically is like a freak show Spider-Man-esque type of character. And I'm not even bullshitting saying like, oh, I'm Spider-Man now. I'm saying I can literally dodge anything no matter how fast it's moving. This is a non-human characteristic that we've decided on as it's been presented to us. And now it's like, not only do we have the option to basically become NFL running backs and dodge every tackle that comes our way, we're also the highest value military targets of all time, or excuse me, military assets. We are going in, clearing houses, dodging bullets like it's no one's business. And Pat's over there like asking, oh, Pat, just let that sink in for a second. Keegan, are we on the same page here?
We're on the same page. Like, I would not rule out an NFL career for the both of us. A punt returner, every single punt, they're going to have to kick out of bounds. If we receive that, we're going to the house.
Right.
We can't be stopped. Or if we want to go to the circus route, get some guys with some guns, you're joining the circus, having a good time with some freaks, they're firing off shots at you, you're dodging it. We have careers ahead of us. Pat has three questions.
Three questions.
And I'm sure one of those questions is going to be, hey, Mom, what's for dinner?
Pat, I was on our end, Pat, I was going more existential. I was like, I was sort of thinking like I could ask shit like, you know, what's the meaning of life? Like things that like, is there a God? If so, explain, sort of questions that have, you know, they're multi-layered, things like that.
Yeah, dude, I think you're on the right track. And I would say since we have three, we use one of the like the first question on an existential one like that. The second question could be something along the lines that's just going to make us rich where you don't have to work anymore. And then the third question can be like a treat question, kind of like a dessert question. You could do whatever you want with it, like whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, that's sort of an all play.
Yeah, so then you got all your bases covered and your life is set.
So what are examples? And you know, I think that would be a good route to go. I don't think it would touch the lifestyle that Keegan and I now have ahead of us that no human being has ever lived before.
Casey.
Yeah.
How jealous are you of not, like, being able to work in the circus, man? That sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to fall asleep at night just, like, wishing I was working in the circus.
Right, but you are wishing that you were an athlete as a non-athlete, unathletic civilian, right?
That's not me. So you have me confused with someone else.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Cuz you're not an athlete and you're not going to be, but Keegan and I have some pretty promising careers ahead of us in the NFL.
Right.
Pat, are you a Bears fan?
I'm a huge Packers fan, actually.
Packers fan?
Yes.
Bennett, we could play for the Packers and win them a Super Bowl and then turn every single Packers fan against Pat.
The funny thing is we have that option, Keegan.
I know.
I just like
– dodge anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's It would actually be insane. Like, even I'm honestly sticking with like the, you know, like classified type, like high level military missions and shit like that. Like, I mean, we literally can't be hit. Like, we can't be hit. Oh, fuck. Did someone drop off?
Yeah, Pat did, but I'll get him back. Just continue with what you were saying.
Yeah, so, I mean, on that front, I mean, people always joke about, like, oh, I would be a Navy SEAL or I would be a Marine or whatever. Like, I would do crazy shit. Here, it's like you're literally a major asset for events that would be secretive and groundbreaking and, like, of the highest tier for some. I mean, that's you could do that and literally not just not like not get shot or whatever.
No, like Pat, here's the thing. Bennett's going with the glory route of being in like an all-time military weapon or
no, asset. Stop. Let me stop. It's not that's not a glory route. That's like you would be doing crazy shit. You would be doing crazy, crazy shit.
I agree with you.
I'm back.
Pat, what I was saying is Bennett, and then he, you know, refuted it, but I was saying that he's going the glory route of trying to be, like, the number one military asset in the world. And he was saying it's not a glory route. He's just factually going to, like, do all of those things. Here's the thing, like...
Did I get cut off for what I said?
What? Yeah, you got cut off.
I literally just said one sentence where I'm like, just because you can't get shot doesn't mean you can't die.
Well... I don't know what's happening with Pat right now, but he's popping in and out.
Did you hear what I said or no?
He's nervous.
Oh, what? Oh, we're good to go. Yeah, you said because I couldn't get, just because I can't get shot doesn't mean I won't die.
Yeah, dude, like they could poison you or do something else to kill you.
Well, that's the thing. Like what happens when Bennett inevitably stands on a landmine, which isn't moving?
Yeah, dude, if they blow up a house that you walk into, I feel like that's your dodging skills doesn't work.
No,
for
it doesn't apply there. It obviously applies to gunshots and things like that, like throwing stars, anything that's coming at him, projectile style.
I mean, we could debate that. We could debate the like what you're able to dodge, including an explosion. Like that's something that is like being forced on you or whatever, and you're still able to dodge it at any speed.
But like, for example, if you're in the middle of a building and the whole thing blows up, there's like no dodging.
Yeah, it's not a matter of dodging anything at that point. It's just you are unfortunately in that building.
I don't know.
Well, that's just one of the routes we could go. Yeah. We could be a military asset. We could play in the NFL. We could fight in the UFC, probably be great at it.
Holy shit, there's another one right there.
We have so many routes we can go. You guys have three questions. And do you even want the answers to some of these questions you're thinking of asking?
Of course.
Let's put it this way. You guys, although you do have some sort of a superpower, right? You're going to be like the most amazing, probably, human being ever, right? But Pat and I are going to reach another level of existence with the questions that no actual human being could answer that we're going to have answers to.
So it's basically Leonidas versus Socrates. You guys are Socrates.
That's exactly correct.
Except we're loaded Socrates.
Yeah.
We're not wearing those dumbass togas. Casey's wearing the highest class lacrosse shorts money could buy.
What would your questions be? Do you have any off the top of your mind?
Yeah, I gave you a couple. I was saying, you know, like, one, what is the meaning of life? That would be part of the first thing, which inevitably will lead me to infinite riches beyond my beliefs because I will be the most sought after person with the real answer to that question.
Who's going to believe you?
That's a good question, Keegan. And I don't think that matters, really. I mean, I have the answer. You know what I mean? Like, people claim to have that answer now, and they're still famous and rich and, like, just scamming everyone. I actually have the answer.
Right, but how will you differentiate yourself? Like, how will that be known to the public?
I feel like if Casey tells people, it would be evident in his answer.
Pat's saying like the truth will be self-evident based on the fact that my answer will be something they've never heard before and will be unbelievably just true.
This is more, this isn't as relevant in terms of you getting the answer, because I think the question kind of suggests that you'll get the answer no matter what, but like, where are they coming from? Who is it that you're asking? Like, what is it that you, not what question, but like,
obviously aliens.
Might be the aliens.
Yeah, I mean, that's another route. I can get any question. I've now solved an existential crisis. I've solved extraterrestrial crises.
Well, that's the other thing I'm very curious to know is what you personally, if you discovered right now the meaning of life, which it's like an arbitrary thing, whether or not technically there is a meaning of life that exists out there in the world that you now have an answer to that will then impact your life so greatly. Like, what do you think is going to happen once you have these answers? Because what I'm thinking is that, like, again, Keegan and I have now presented options that we've all, like, basically would love to do nothing more than be a professional athlete or whatever it might be. So this is
a circus performer, as Keegan so boldly claimed.
We could do that.
Some would describe that as a clown.
You'd be more than a circus performer, though. You'd be like the craziest show Vegas has ever seen.
Honestly, I would be more interested in like an act with a lion than dodging bullets or whatever.
Well, I mean, Pat, think about what you just said. Like, that's exactly what it would be. You dodging a lion in front of thousands of people.
Mm. Still not as good.
Still not as good as what?
Wait, what, do you just want to look at a lion at a show, Pat?
No, I'm saying, like, if a guy is standing and, like, putting his head in the lion's mouth, you guys wouldn't be able to do that.
No, we would dodge his bite.
Yeah, but I think the other one's cooler.
But I just said we'd do exactly what you just said.
It's so different. If a guy is holding his head in the lion's mouth, it's different than a lion running after you and you moving out of the way.
No, Pat, we could put our head in the lion's mouth.
But you couldn't, because you're not a trainer. You're just good at dodging stuff.
No, but
we dodged the bite, Pat.
Pat.
But he wouldn't know to, like, hold his mouth open. He would be trying to bite you constantly, and it'd be different.
That would be way cooler than what you're suggesting. Way cooler.
Pat basically described, he goes, I would rather go to the zoo than see a crazy show.
Zoos are cool, man.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that we'd be like set up to have this unattainable lifestyle. Like Casey, like you said, you know, we'd basically just be the best version of whatever route we decided to take. It's a superpower.
Casey.
Yeah.
You know what's crucial that they're like missing in this?
What?
All of the stuff that they're saying, like NFL player or circus performer, it's still a job for them that they have to continue to do to make money. For us, we could ask, like, what's the most profitable stock move I could make? And then you instantly become a billionaire and don't have to do anything. And then you basically have a free life to do whatever. Whereas they are
literally predict the
future. Like, well, bottom money again. Looks like I have to go hang out with the bearded lady for 12 hours. And it smells like elephant shit everywhere. We're like sipping Mai Tais on a beach. Yeah. Doing whatever.
I couldn't agree more. It really is like endless riches for us. They have to work for it.
And we still have an extra question, too.
As far as I'm concerned, we have two extra questions. One question will get us endless riches.
I don't know about the existential one. I could see how you can make money on it, but it's not as guaranteed as if you, like,
Well, I don't. That's the thing. You don't have to do that, right? That was just like an extra side note, right? First, we get endless riches, like you just said. What's the best possible stock or any other financial move I can make to 1 million x my current money? So that sets us up for life. Next, if we feel like it, existential move, and then we set ourselves up for happiness, right? What's the one thing I need to say to Sofia Vergara for her to fall madly in love?
Oh man.
You know what Nailed I mean? Like, it. We are set. Tell me Nailed how many females it. Are going to be interested in them because they can dodge them.
You mean because we're professional athletes?
Yeah, done.
No, quite a few. But
Bennett, you look including, like you. Including... You can just dodge.
What?
I said you don't look like a professional athlete. You look like you. You can just dodge now.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Pat, it doesn't matter how much money you had. I would still be – it would be no contest.
In what?
Who's getting more ladies, me as a professional athlete or you as a billionaire?
Dude, are you no serious? Contest. Listen to this. So, one, have you heard of Dan Bilzerian? I mean, that sort of puts ice on the cake. But even besides
Hold on.
Wait.
Are you comparing yourself to him?
No, because he only has like $60 million and me and Casey will have like 50 times that.
How do you plan to make 50 times that when, like, the money you have to invest right now in basically any opportunity isn't going to yield you anything close to what you're talking about?
That's not true. I mean, we could invest in, like, whatever the best Bitcoin is going to be in 5 years or whatever, like the next big crypto or something.
Well, what if that gets you $2 million?
Pat, it could be anything. We could find a bet in Vegas that's $1 million to 1. And yeah, we could just ask, we could say, what's the biggest odds on a bet I can make instantly that I can mortgage my house, borrow $1 million somewhere,
and yeah,
put all that on that thing?
That's a good way to get killed, I think.
No.
Not if you have a surefire answer.
Dude, but going back to the girls example, Bennett, with you, the key thing in yours is, like, the girl has to genuinely want to – which is highly unlikely. Casey can just ask question, how do I get this girl to like me? The answer, and then it's an automatic 100%.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but there is no answer for you to that question.
Yeah, Pat, what if the answer is there is no way? You just wasted a question.
No.
You would just hear, eh. And then you have two more questions. So one of them's eliminated. You'll be rich. I'll give you that. No chicks.
Zero chicks.
At least you have a nice Mai Tai, Muay Thai, whatever the fuck it's called. You're going to be sitting by yourself on a beach.
I don't think Pat, can you hear us?
I think he fell out. All right, I think that these are both pretty two amazing options, Casey, but I actually want to know what existential question would you ask? And let's say you found the answer to that, like you found the meaning of life. You found if there was a God. Like from that point, I think Keegan asked a good question, which is how will people believe you? I think you'll get over that hump at some point, honestly. But what do you envision yourself doing with that answer if you had it, let's say, right now?
Right, that's a great question, right? I respect.
It's like meditating for monks.
Exactly. Like people spend an entire lifetime in meditation and search for these existential questions. I can just ask it from the comfort of my own home eating fucking jalapeno cheese puffs, and that's all I need. Like, I just know the answer now.
Right, but that's. So that's what I'm saying is, like, maybe there's this answer that you're all of a sudden enlightened, but maybe there's this answer that you receive that still means you waking up in the morning, have to do what you do, have to deal with your responsibilities. Pat, you're still going to be sitting there eating jalapeno cheese puffs, snappy dog, and
that's
what?
Casey, not me. That's Casey, yeah, well, not me.
You're also a snack man, hot dog guy, so you're going to be right there next to him. And it's just like...
One of my questions might be, can I add fries to that?
No, but I mean, man.
Hold on, wait. Quick clarification. Do you get to choose what you dodge, or do you just dodge everything?
What do you mean?
What I mean is, like, are you in control of the dodging, or are you just innately dodging anything that is dodgeable?
No, we have the ability to dodge anything.
Okay, I'm just clarifying.
So that's worse.
No, no, it's better.
Isn't it? Because you have to be aware of it.
You have to think about it. Right now, it's like on their mind all the time. So
wait, Casey, why do you think it would be? Why don't you think it would be better to just automatically dodge anything that was coming at you?
No, I think it would be better to choose to dodge. Like if you're outside in the rain and your body just starts like glitching out, like some sort of spastic. And you're just dodging every raindrop. Like, that'd be a bad thing.
Well, I think if you're talking about it being, like, an innate thing, like, you don't have – it would register as, like, I have to get out of the way or I don't.
Yeah, well, it would have to be, like, a choice in the sense that, like, obviously if a bullet's coming at you, your brain might not have time to think about it, but your body's going to dodge it, right? Like, right. You would have to be that, but it's not like you're dodging every single thing ever.
I think that's a crucial like discrepancy in this, or like arbitrary thing. Like, I feel like they have to automatically dodge stuff because, for example, if you go back to that military thing and someone shoots or stabs them in the back, but they didn't know they're behind them, then that would mean they could get killed.
Well,
yeah, I think that's a great clarification, Pat. That's a phenomenal clarification. If I shoot you in the back, you're dead. Because you don't know it's coming, so you don't have the ability to dodge it.
Right, and that is a good clarification. I just assumed
clarification.
I just assumed that that should be the new name of our podcast. Clarification. I just
the first half.
I just
that's
assumed
called.
That it was like your spidey senses kick in, and your body knows to get out of the way because you have that ability. But if you wanted to write it off, it would be like you, Pat, asking, how do I get this girl? And then the buzzer goes off and there's no answer and you have to move on to the next question.
You know what? Listen, Pat, that's such a key clarification that we just sort of got to.
I can't believe you guys just brought that up.
I am so pissed.
Yeah, because that could suck for them because now we could annoy him.
I'm so angry about this because literally like 18 minutes in, I was like, man, I think I might actually switch to the other side because – It is like when you were saying it, like you can't die. You're in the NFL. You can do whatever. It was like, yeah, that's better. But then I'm like, couldn't think of this side of the art. I can't believe it took us this long to get where you just can't just dodge anything because you have.
But you can.
No, you can. But you have to be aware of it.
Do you though?
I think yes. Yeah. I mean, if you see a guy holding a gun and you see him pull the trigger, you're going to be able to dodge that. But if a guy's behind you and shoots you, you're dead.
I think that's a huge factor, and unfortunately we're bringing it up at the last minute, but like it's up for interpretation just based on how the question is written, because it's like, I mean, we don't know. And I'm just assuming that with the ability to dodge anything, no matter how fast it's coming, that part of this supernatural power includes like something that you're not even fully aware of, but like that your body just knows about and can get out of the way, like it senses it.
Yeah, I mean, this was a perfect
Casey.
Yeah, what's up?
Sorry, go ahead.
Wrapping up, so just say the last thing.
Well, I was gonna say this could be a hilarious downside for them because if they're ever like trying to relax or whatever, we could just chuck something at them, and then all of a sudden their body just jerks
right,
out of the
Pat,
way.
Right, Pat, and if you're trying to relax and I chuck something at you, you get clocked in the head. That's a way better option for you.
So that's that's the thing. Unfortunately, we got to this clarification way late, really at the worst time. But what that does allow is for you, the listeners, to factor in that clarification when you make your decision-making process. You, the listeners, drop us a line, shoot us an email, talk to us, hear us out. What do you want? What do you want to be able to do? Do you want to be able to dodge? Pretty straightforward. Or would you rather ask any three questions and have them answered accurately? Endless riches, existential glory and the love of your life. Welcome. Very well done today, gentlemen.
Nice. Well done. Hey, before we wrap up, Keegan, I wanted to get your opinion on how you interpreted that question.
No. We've wrapped up. We must go. It's 30 minutes. We love you all. Goodbye.
We're not going to give our guest a nice chance to say his piece. Wow.